Canadians are known for having a good sense of humor, and that was on full display during the closing ceremonies. Because one of the special hydraulically powered arms of the Olympic cauldron malfunctioned during the opening ceremonies, the closing ceremonies began with a mime pretending to fix the broken arm. Katrina Lemaidon of Canada, who was supposed to light the malfunctioning cauldron arm 17 days ago, emerged from the stage with the Olympic torch and ignited the cauldron. The program continued with a salute to the Canadian hosts, including more than 1,000 young people on stage with specially crafted snowboards forming geometric shapes and the Canadian flag. The athletes then paraded into the stadium. The program then turned to the next Olympic host, Sochi, Russia. The program included Maestro Valery Gregiev conducting in Vancouver with the orchestra in Red Square, Moscow, and ice dancers in Sochi, the site of the 2014 Games. Vancouver Organizing Committee head John Furlong told the thousands gathered and a worldwide television audience that Canadians are stronger, more in love with their country, and more connected than ever before because of these games. He made a special point of acknowledging the nation of Georgia, which lost luge slider Nodar Kumaratashvili in a fatal accident the day of the opening ceremonies. IOC President Jacques Rogge of Belgium praised the athletes and organizers for putting together a successful Olympics.
These were excellent and very friendly games. And now, in accordance with tradition, I declare the 21st Olympic Winter Games closed.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Neil Young, a Canada native, sang "Long May You Run" as the ceremony drew to a close and the cauldron was extinguished. A special program featuring actors William Shatner, Michael J. Fox, and comedian Catherine O'Hara saluted the hosts with a special presentation of "I Am a Canadian." Shatner told the crowd why he is proud to be a Canadian and included a salute to gold medal-winning hockey goalie Roberto Luongo.
I'm proud of our Rocky Mountains, our glaciers. I'm proud of Lou. And that, to Canadians, minus 30 degrees is just another sign of global warming.
The ceremony ended with a concert featuring Canadian performers including Michael Bublé, Nickelback, Alanis Morissette, Avril Lavigne, Murray Mai, and hip-hop performers Chaos and XSS. The next Winter Games begin in Sochi, Russia, February 7th, 2014. At the Winter Olympics in Vancouver, I'm David Byrd, VOA Sports.